Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done here, now. Begin taking long, slow, deep breaths in and out. As you breathe in, allow your imagination to be drawn back to Genesis 2, as God breathed the breath of life into the very first human. As you breathe in, invite more of God's presence into your life. As you breathe out, just allow anything that's hindering your eyes being fixed on Jesus to just exit, to drift off, to fade away. God, we ask that you would speak to us by the power of your Spirit through your scriptures as we meditate on them and pray through them. We ask that you would help us to be open to you, your voice, your leading, your conviction, your transforming power, that we would be moldable clay in your hands. In chapter 8, the author of Hebrews writes this: Now, the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven, a minister in the holy places, in the true tent that the Lord set up, not humans. Spirit, as we travel back through different places in Hebrews where you made clear Jesus as our high priest, would you do work in us? Now, the point in what we have been saying is this. We have such a high priest. Therefore, Jesus had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to remove the obstacles that sin had put in place for the people, For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. We have such a high priest. Now, the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest. So also Christ did not exalt himself to be made a high priest, but was appointed by God, and he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Saying is this, we have such a high priest. We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. have this as a sure and steadfast anchor for our souls. Now the point in what we are saying is this. We have such a high priest. Jesus holds his priesthood permanently because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. We have such a high priest, a merciful and faithful high priest, one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin, the source of eternal salvation, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul. One who is able to save to the uttermost, who always lives to make intercession for us. Jesus, thank you. Thank you that you are such a high priest. That you are a sure and steadfast anchor for our souls. That you are able to save to the uttermost. That there is no depth. That the power of your blood cannot cover and heal and save. You can sympathize with our weaknesses. Thank you that you are that kind of high priest. Help us to draw near to you, to run to you, to not be afraid to confess to you. We would you draw us near to yourself and bring healing and life and freedom. God, we need you. Help us. And we ask all of this in the powerful name of our High Priest, Jesus. Amen.